is Annie, and this is my Spoken Sunday. Just continuing on from last week when I was gave a little bit of a insight into some of my story, Kanya Solcombe, for the Yin and Yang books published by Chinese Whisperings. Thought I'd just give a little bit of an insight on some of the motivations and how I started off writing the story. Whilst there's a certain theme of misunderstood individuals throughout my work, I have to admit that I silently begged all the weirdos and psychopaths and potential bombers to leave me the hell alone when I started reading the prologue for the Yin and Yang book, when I was starting to look for a character to become immersed in. Now, I also like to think that I give pretty deep thought about the story's titles, and that they in some way will assist the reader in giving them an insight or on the twist or motivation that I have for the characters. Certainly Kanya Solcombe is no different. It's an Indian term that's a derogatory term, loosely meaning bride price, with its true roots in slavery and the loss of innocence. And certainly this is no different for the character of Ava, who sells her soul for the price of fame. When I was looking for a character, I was initially delighted to be struck by a young bride who discovers that she may not be able to make it to her own wedding. As I started writing, I thought that those dramas alone would populate my story, and, you know, I was really looking forward to the way that she was going to find her way to join her true love, and, you know, that it would be happily ever after, and, you know, I'd be writing this beautiful love story. Well, you know, guess what? I didn't. I soon discovered that Ava's single-minded goal was to achieve fame and stardom, and that she'd lost her very last threads of life. Her body has been rejecting its environment and is pleading for her to stop, to take stock and to reclaim her life. Who says that art imitates life? Anyway, I'll pick that story up and I'll continue. Ava's just been told that her luggage containing her Chanel wedding gown, designer Italian shoes and other unique items has been seized by the airlines, and that Ava's therapist suggested that she travel incognito to the wedding. So now she's stuck in the waiting lounge talking to a PA over the phone. "I can have it any damn way I want. I'm Ava Scott." The gold ring flicked back and forth between the fingers. "This is the most important journeys of my life, and I'm stuck here. My dress is in some dark hellhole filled with rats." The ring caught on her knuckle. "I can't get married in some sort of tacky resort-bought bikini." Louise's hands tapped away at her keyboard, and she murmured absentmindedly, "Well, it was good enough for Pamela." "Are you seriously putting me in the same league as her? I had 3 Oscar nominations alone last year." Louise stopped typing and looked squarely into the screen. "Apologies, Miss Scott. I just meant that the wedding was more than a dress. I'll sort out alternate details when you're en route. I'll get one of our people to come to the airport and stand there until they release the luggage." Ava breathed deeply and glanced around the seething crowds and flapping their defunct airline tickets at one another. "Mandy said that she'd call you when you get to the island. She wanted to remind you that you're doing this journey for Beau and for you." Ava wiped a small tear from the corner of her eye and rotated her ring on her thumb. "I'm doing well, aren't I? I've hardly used my wipes and I've even taken my gloves off. Where is Beau?" "He's about to board his flight. He'll be on the island now before you are. It actually works out better with this delay. There's no chance of the paparazzi linking the two of you, even if they do get a tip-off." "Thanks, Louise. Where would I be without you?" Louise smiled, her eyes lowered. "I'll see you tomorrow. Now remember what Mandy said. Wipes to a minimum and you don't need them. And keep positive. This experience is an opportunity for you to grow. Really." "Louise, I'm glad that you're my bridesmaid. And my PA. I'm not sure about you being a cohort to my therapist, though." The tiny face allowed itself to smile. "The pleasure is all mine, Miss Scott." "Then why do I get the feeling that you're enjoying this more than I am?" I'll leave it there. And I hope that you do go and buy the Yin and Yang books. They're fantastic. Get on to www.ChineseWhisperings.com and go and have a read of some of the other people's stories. I'll catch you next week with one of my short stories. This is Annie signing out.